Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Gaines, Gaucioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Lara, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wiakowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Senators, if we can all please take our seats. A quorum is present. We want to offer you a hearty good afternoon and a happy new year. Welcome all of our new members, along with a warm welcome to our returning senators. And on behalf of Pro Tem Atkins, we welcome you to the 2019 session of the California State Senate on this truly historic day where Governor Gavin Newsom was recently sworn in along with 11 other constitutional officers. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman. Afterwards, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance today by Senator Brian Jones.
Thank you. Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Gracious and loving God, we gather again to continue the legislative work of the state of California. Inspire each senator to remember daily all those who depend on just and fair legislation, always taking into consideration the needs of the most vulnerable persons in our society. Help all of us to be present to the challenges and opportunities of this moment. We continue in the words of Jan Richardson. She says, "Now, more than ever, let us be the ones who will not turn away. Let us be the ones who will go farther into the wreck and deeper into the rubble. Let us be the ones who will enter the places of devastation beyond belief and despair beyond our imagining. And there, in those places, let us listen for the Spirit that brooded over the formless darkness. And there, let us look again for the God who gathered up the chaos and began to create. Let us be the ones who will give ourselves to the work of creating again and to the endless beginnings of creation. Amen."
Thank you for the honor this afternoon. Let me be one of the first to wish you Happy New Year, and please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Senator Jones, and we welcome you back, sister. Happy New Year to you. Members, we're going to be advancing in our file today. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Members, we welcome you back. We have a little bit of business here today. And our first part of the business of today is under motions, resolutions, and notices. We'd like to be able to recognize Pro Tem Atkins at her desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to request unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution 9 without reference to committee or file.
Without objection. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Resolution 9 by Senator Atkins, relative to the standing rules of the Senate for the 2019-20 regular session.
Senator?
Thank you very much. Mr. President, members, I think he said it all. SR 9 amends the Standing Rule 12 of our Senate to establish Senate committees. And the resolution details the standing committees for the Senate for the 2019-20 legislative session. I certainly urge your aye vote.
Thank you so much, Madam Pro Tem. Members, do we have any discussion or debate on the floor? Any discussion or debate on the floor? Hearing and seeing none, Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates? Bell? Aye. Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cheng?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Gaines?
Aye.
Galgioni?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lara? Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nilsson?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Stone?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Ayes 38, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Thank you so much, members. We are now going to be proceeding to the consideration of the daily file. This will be the introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Bill 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56.
Bills will be deemed read. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, we're now going to be returning to privileges of the floor. Senator Gaines, we wish you a hearty congratulations and a welcome back, even though it's for a short time. We say thank you for your service to the state of California. Let's give him a round of applause, please. Senator Gaines, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And a great opportunity just to thank all of you for the opportunity to serve in the Senate and the opportunity to serve in the Assembly. It's been a 12-year time frame. It's been a great experience. And I know we have many new senators here, some that have come back and served before. But what a pleasure it is to serve in the Senate. And nothing against the lower house, but I'm telling you, the Senate is the place to serve, in my opinion. The collegiality does exist. It is real. And I think Pro Tem Atkins is another example of that. And she has served in just the greatest of ways in my mind in terms of being fair and making sure that the debate that occurs on the floor kind of stays on the floor. We fight our fights, and we fight those fights with a lot of passion. But at the end of the day, we can shake hands. We can develop relationships, friendships. And so it's been a real pleasure in doing that. And I've been impressed with Pro Tem Atkins in terms of what she wants to do for housing in the state of California, how critical that is, that if we cannot provide affordable housing for Californians, then how do you live the American dream? So I wish you the best of luck in your efforts and to this body in providing that. I know that Senator Wiener has also worked very hard in that capacity, and he's now, I believe, the chair of housing. So hopefully looking forward to good things. I don't know if I spoke incorrectly there or not, but oh, I'm sorry. So I'm sure he'll continue in his leadership position. And I just would like to thank a couple of other members, if I could. Senator Monning, it was a pleasure working with you I believe, I'm trying to think back how long we served together, but it was a long period. I know all of my time here in the Senate, and I know that you've made great strides when it relates to diabetes issues. And so I appreciate those efforts, and I was able to support your bill last year when it came to fast food and the type of beverage that a child would get kind of as a default measure, whether that would be milk or water, and then letting a parent make a decision on what that beverage would be for that particular child. But I have a child that's got type 1 diabetes, and it brings you real front and center on this issue of sugar and how critical that is to our children, and that we want to make sure that they are living healthy lives. It's been also a pleasure to work with Governor Brown. Although we had many disagreements, I was able to work with him, and this body was, on several fronts with regard to Senate Bill 1 and the water bond measure and how critical that is to the state of California. Again, related to housing, when you have a population that's grown by 50% and you don't have any water storage, that's a real challenge. So my hat is off to this body, to the governor, and to Senator Nielsen, really heading that effort up on the water bond issue, and then making sure that it actually turns into a reality. Right, Jim? Yes. So that was wonderful. Also on pension reform, which continues to be a problem that I don't think is really resolved, but we did make some inroads with the governor in that arena, and I'm hopeful that this body again will take a look at that, because real concern about the fiscal condition of the state, especially if we run into another recession, what is the impact going to be? And how do we bring people up who aspire to the middle class and struggle to survive in this state? And those who are in the middle class, how do we keep them there? And so we've got a dynamic economy. I just hope that we can continue to make sure that those on the bottom are having this opportunity to rise up and enjoy all the fruits that I have in my life here. So thank you so much. I really appreciate this, Senator McGuire, and to all of you. I look forward to working with you as I move over to the Board of Equalization. They have had their challenges, and I would just hope that you would be open to discussion in the future. We've got a whole new board coming forward, and we need to fly straight. And we need to have transparency, and we need to make sure that we're accountable. And so I'm hoping that I'll have that opportunity to have that dialogue with you in the years and the future, and obviously listening to you, but at the same time trying to provide feedback on how we can operate in the right way. So it was a pleasure and an honor, and God bless you all, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Senator Gaines, congratulations. Thank you so much for your service to the state of California and the people of the Golden State. Members, on this subject, we'd like to be able to turn the floor over to Senator Glacier. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and to my colleagues. We deal with a lot of contentious issues. And the conversations that we have between us sometimes can be challenging and difficult, certainly if they represent the other party. But I just want to say, and I know many of my colleagues feel the same, that in all of my interactions with Senator Gaines, he has represented his point of view with amazing grace and graciousness, with a heart pointed in the right direction. And I just want to say thank you, Senator Gaines, for your wonderful service. I really enjoyed working with you, in particular this past year, as a member of the Insurance Committee, that we worked together on a variety of very challenging issues. And I appreciated that in all my interactions that I knew your issues and concerns came from the heart, came from your wonderful experience in that field. I know it made the final product even better. And so I appreciate your reaching across the aisle. As presiding officer, as a member of this body, you've really conducted yourself with great integrity and wisdom and grace. And I'm very appreciative. We'll miss you. Wish you well on the Board of Equalization. I know you'll be coming back to talk to us often about the challenges that you face there. But the Senate really benefited enormously from your leadership and your participation. I thank you.
Is there any additional discussion on the floor? Any additional discussion on the floor? Thank you, Senator Glaser, and congratulations, Senator Gaines. Members, this is going to be a very short session. If there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. President. And hopefully this will enable us to go visit another current senator soon to, well, actually, I think he's already resigned. So hopefully we'll get to go join one of our other colleagues and witness his being sworn in as a constitutional officer. Thank you all. It's going to be an incredibly dynamic, exciting week. But we will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Madam Pro Tem. And along with Mr. Majority Leader, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Members, Happy New Year.